Have you ever wondered why people say you can be a millionaire if you invest in your retirement? There is a really good explanation, but not like you think. As many Americans rush out to open IRA accounts, this account may not be the secret to becoming a millionaire. Or is it? We will explore the benefits of opening an IRA and see with a few calculations. Is it possible for you to become a millionaire by contributing every year into this account? Well, we're going to find out. On this episode, the financial advisors say the darndest things. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. As a certified private wealth advisor, saving for retirement is on a majority of investors' minds. The fear of running out of money in retirement is one that plagues many investors and is the cause of anxiety when investing. People just don't know what they don't know, so they just do anything that they can. But who doesn't want to be a millionaire? Just thinking about being a millionaire probably puts a sense of security in your heart. And if you're already a millionaire, keeping that status is one that drives you to keep going, to keep working, and to keep striving to accumulating more money. But can you become a millionaire with an IRA? And if so, how do you get started? Well, first, let's start with the basics. An IRA is actually an acronym that stands for Individual Retirement Account. So if you are married, unfortunately, you cannot share this account. So all assets belong to the account holder. Second, an IRA is a tax-deferred account. And if you qualify, the money you put in can be a tax deduction. But speak with your tax professional because you may not be able to get a deduction if you make too much money. But once again, that's a conversation for your tax professional. Today, we're just going to talk in general. So with that said, IRAs are one of the most popular retirement accounts for a good reason. You probably heard friends talk about IRAs. Same idea. They're open to anyone who earns income during the year, and they give you the freedom to invest in just about anything. Also, you can also choose when you would like to pay taxes on your funds. That's where you get the name tax deferred. But IRAs have one big drawback. You can only put up to $7,000 here in 2024, or $8,000 if you're 50 or older. That's a far cry from the $23,000 or $30,500 for those 50 plus workers who can save in a 401k. In our last episode, The Magic Number for Retirement, I think it's episode 222, we learned that Americans feel that they need close to $2 million in order to retire successfully. This might be discouraging if you're saving exclusively in an IRA. Just with some simple math, even if you invest a maximum of $7,000 a year, after 40 years, you'll only have about $280,000 of contributions. Once again, a far cry from what you may feel that you need. Also, many of us may not have 40 years before we are thinking of retiring. If not, this would be a great talking point to your 18-year-old or 19-year-old or your recent college graduate who is getting their first job and who will have about 42 to 45 years before they retire. But there is some hope for those who may be further along. If you set aside $7,000 in your IRA every year for 40 years, as we talked about, your account will contain $280,000 in personal contributions. But if you invested it all, and your investments earned a 10% average annual rate of return during that time, your final balance would be about $1.07 million. And again, this doesn't account for catch-up contributions or changes to IRA annual contribution limits, which can increase the probability of you reaching this million-dollar mark. So, at the lowest common denominator, with an average annual rate of return, we reach this magical million-dollar number. So technically, you would have $1 million. So congratulations. The math works. But listen to this. Solely depending on an IRA to make you a millionaire may not be the best option. Dollars are what they call fungible. Fungible means mutually interchangeable. That means a dollar in a savings account is still a dollar in a checking account. A dollar you save for vacation is the same dollar that you save for your water bill. That means $1 million is $1 million, whether you have it in an IRA or a 401k. So for full disclosure, some accounts have certain restrictions and tax implications on withdrawals, but the idea is still the same. The dollar is still the same dollar. With that said, if you started later, using the IRA to become a millionaire may not be a very realistic, or it could be extremely risky. We start putting more things into speculative stock. We start wanting returns higher than 10%. We start chasing things that are going to give us 20 and 30 and 40% returns, which could put our investments at risk. So what can you do? Well, if you qualify for an employer match, for example, it may be best to put your money in your 401k first until you've claimed the entire match. Then you can switch back to your IRA once you retire. If your issue is a lack of funds, rather than a lack of access to retirement plans, your road will be more difficult. You might be able to save intermittently in an IRA using year-end bonuses or tax refunds, but you may also have to think about other ways to bring in cash, like working part-time through retirement or delaying retirement longer than you originally intended. Each situation is going to be different. You'll be surprised how much money you don't need in retirement. Many times when you retire, you have done all the traveling you want to do. You've raised your children, your debt is paid off, you're receiving Social Security, and you go out to eat every so often, but prefer to eat at home rather than get dressed and drive somewhere. The final point is that becoming a millionaire in retirement is a holistic approach. It takes planning and intention. But let me ask you, okay, you're a millionaire. Now what? Is the goal to just see $1 million on a sheet of paper or on your cell phone under your name? Are you going to trade living a life for a digital representation of the amount of money that you've earned? Life is about living. It says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, verse 17, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but it is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." Brothers and sisters, $1 million may make you feel secure in your heart, but why doesn't God give you that same security? Does he not provide for the birds that neither reap nor sow? The fact that you are listening to this today is proof that God is looking over you. The security of money is a false security, but the security of God is eternal. When you are setting your goals, make sure that you include things that are tangible, like visiting grandchildren, paying for college, helping your children purchase their first house, or paying for medical costs. To become a millionaire in retirement takes planning and understanding where all of your money is. What's the point of gaining 10 to 15% in the market if you're losing 10 to 15% on your mortgage? If you don't have a financial plan, I want you to look up AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, a Christian financial firm that helps you combine your faith and your finances, where we provide Christian counsel on money matters. God doesn't want your money. He wants your piety. If your only goal is to hoard money, then this Christian investment firm wouldn't be a good fit for you. But if you want a plan you and God can be proud of, I want you to check it out. A link will be in the description. As we proved, every day that passes, the chances of you making the money you need decreases. And if you don't have any financial experience, it's okay. We take individuals that don't know anything and take them on a 13-step road to Damascus, where they become firm Christian stewards, where they take control of their finances so they know where their money is and where their money is going. Well, if you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and to share. Well, that is it for me. I am AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.